this Sif Chavdal. Yotzin Bimine Asavim. A person can go out. So you can go out with these types of herbs that you shakosha basam b'ksharim. You have tied with types of bundles, right, and hung around the neck, right? Koshrim osam b'ksharim v'solin osam, and hung around the neck l'refuah, for refuah, for healing purposes. This is something really that's going to be very connected up to the next sif, as we'll see, which we're going to do tomorrow. But let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yes, shekoshim osam b'ksharim. They used to tie these herbs up in bundles and hang them from the neck. Dugamke mechlal kameya mumcha. It's like a authenticated amulet. Now we'll see, what does that mean, an authenticated amulet? Whether it's an amulet, a written amulet, or an amulet of herbs, okay, it is going to be okay. Let's consider the tachshid for a chola, like one of his malbushav, like one of his clothes. We'll see what is considered an amulet that is authenticated. But the point is that these authenticated amulets, okay, that are either written amulets or amulets of herbs that are being worn by the chola, is considered a malbush for the chola. It's considered, the tachshir is considered a malbush for him, and it's going to be okay as long as it's considered a kameya mumcha, as long as it's considered an authenticated amulet. And that we'll see tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, what exactly is the gewaldikite of being an authenticated amulet, a kameya mumcha. Adkan. Today's shiur, Rosh Hashanah Yomi. His Siman Shin Aleph. Sif Chav Hei, only up to Mishnah Berurah Sadi Hei. Only up to Mishnah Berurah Sadi Hei. Ein Yaitzin B'Kameya She'eino Mumcha. Okay, what is this Kameya? You're not allowed to go out with a Kameya, an amulet, it's not authenticated. Now, what in the world are we talking about? So, they used to have these things, and there are certain Makubals that might say that they're Makubals and give these out for healing, and as Rabbi Elton told me this morning, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel says you should not trust 99% of them that are, and he's a Makubal. So, but anyway, but in the old days, they used to have these things that were amulets, which you used to wear on you, and it used to have some like types of shameness and things like that on you. You put it on, and it would heal you. So if it was authenticated, if it got a stamp, and this is a good amulet, we'll see how it gets a halachic stamp, okay? That is a different story. As he says, if it's an authenticated amulet, then you can go out with it. Yotzinbo. In other words, you're chola, and you're wearing this type of, amulet that supposedly heals. So if it's one that has an halachic authentication, you can wear it. And if not, you can't wear it. What are we talking about? We're talking about, obviously, in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. If it's authenticated, then since it's a refuah for a chola, we can treat it like jewelry. And since we can treat it like jewelry, if he's wearing it, like a tachshir, like an ornament, it will be okay to carry it out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay, let's... Lo shna yismachi gavra velo kameya. Okay? And we'll see what this means in a second. Let's first look at the Mishnah Berurah. Pei Zayin. Ein yotzin v'chulei. It says, V'ayim l'kam et simen shin ches Mishnah Berurah sivkan kufchav tes ma'ashe gazav nisham. I guess we'll get there. For those who don't cave in Mishnah Berurah, we'll get there. Shin ches. Anyway, let's go back to Pei Ches. Yotzin bo. V'davka, look what he says. Kishahu motzio derech malbush. It's dafka where he wears it like a malbush, like clothing, like jewelry. Does shari, that would work. Because it's like an ornament, like jewelry, for a chola, like one of his clothing. But you can't hold it in your hand and walk dal amas with it. In other words, it's like a chain. You have a chain, and it has like these like certain, like, you know, Seamus. How did you know about that? It has certain Seamus on it. Okay? And it's on this chain. And that's not how it works. How does it work? I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Elton can explain it to us one day, but in one of his 3 o'clock in the morning siddurim. But otherwise, we don't know how it works. Okay. And I wouldn't trust any if I were you. Okay. But the point is, if you got one, you can walk out with just a rabbim. If you don't got one, it's the real deal, right? If you get a fake one, it's not going to work. You're going to be carrying just a rabbim. Okay. So look what he says. So then he says, Loshna. Loshna in smachei gavra velo kameya. So we're going to do something interesting now. We're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah before we learn the Shulchan Aruch on this, because he spells it out a little more clearly. Okay, for those of us who don't know Kol Torah Kula here and haven't gone through Shabbos, we have a Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah will spell out really fully what the actual Shulchan Aruch is going to say coming up. So look what he says. Lo shna, doesn't make a difference whether it's a smachi gavra below kameya or a smachi kameya below gavra. What does this mean? Klara Efresh, what does it mean to say it's a smachi gavra, a smachi kameya? He says the Efresh is, right? Who's that? It's like this. The difference between the two is as follows. Again, what does it literally mean? Ismachei Gabra means that the person writing up the amulet is an expert. Because he gets a stamp of being like a mumcha. That's one scenario. Like, you know, you go to this guy, he's the guy who could do it. Or the actual amulet itself can be what can get authentication, can get stamped. Okay? But I don't mean literally stamped. I mean halachically stamped as being authentic. So look what he says. Ismachei Gabra, what's considered Ismachei Gabra? Lo nikra ela al yedei. To have someone who's considered an expert amulet maker, it's only if Ayadesha Ripe Shlosha B'nei Adam, that's if he healed three people, Mecholi Achas, this person healed three people from one illness, Bishlosh Igros, with three letters. In other words, he brought up three amulets, okay? Healing, okay, three different people from the same illness. So let's say someone had a heart, they all had the same heart problem. Okay, so this guy, okay, wrote up three igros for, okay, three people who had this heart problem. And shayakasuv bekula machash echad. And in each one of these amulets, the same exact, you know, letters or whatever they wrote on them, it's all the same. So you have, let's say, Rav Shlomo, okay? He went ahead and he wrote the same, like, you know, Yud Beis Gimel Dali, whatever it is, or had Sheamus from the title written there, whatever it was. Okay, yeah. And he wrote the same one, okay, Baba Sali, wrote the same one for three different people. And those, it's the same exact thing in three different letters. So it's not the same one being used three times. It's the same potion, if you will. The same amulet concept in each of the three different igros. And if that goes to three different people, then the person, Baba Sali, right, he gets authenticated, all right, as the person who can go ahead and write amulets. And therefore, that type of amulet, if he writes, okay, for now on, any amulet such as that, has to be, by the way, he's only, it's interesting, he's only a mumcha, according to the Shulchan Aruch holds, he's only a mumcha for that particular type of amulet. In other words, he can't go ahead and write a different one. He's not going to get authenticated for that. He only gets to become the expert on that particular, you know, potion, that particular, you know, three shemos that are written on that amulet, okay? Actually, he says, Vafil l'kol echad, rak pam echas, okay? And even if it's for all three individuals, okay, only one time, because even if it's for three different people, and for each of those people, it's only one time, and it could be different igaras, as long as it's the same formula written on each one. Vaz nase gavra ze mumcha, then this gavra becomes a mumcha af l'shar anashim, for other people, sheyesh lehem choli, for other people who have this type of, let's say, illness, im yichto lachash ze, if he writes up that same formula, v'ale mischazek b'shloshet b'nei adam, because it's already a chazaka with three people, shehu mumcha, he's a mumcha l'rapos, he can go ahead and heal with this particular lachash, with this particular, okay, amulet. Even though it happens to be in different igaros. So that's what it means. The kameya, the actual amulet, doesn't have authentication, but the person writing up this formula in a letter, okay, will be authenticated as an expert to go ahead and heal with this particular type of amulet. However, according to this approach of the Shulchan Aruch, Hamzi Machlokas, we showed it, he went to the Be'er Halacha for Rashi's Pshat, okay, you can check it out. However, for other types of amulets, he's not a mumcha. The lo ismachi rak alachash zeh. He's only a mumcha for this particular amulet formula. Shekvar nisbara emchasa, where it became clear, okay, the particular healing through this amulet. So that's when you have what's called ismachei gavra, where the gavra gets the status of being an expert. Where the kameya becomes a mumcha, so look what he says. Umumcha kameya is as follows. Kigam shekasav lachash echad, it's where a person wrote one amulet, Be'igeres achas, in one letter, and in one paper. Veripe also be'igeres, in that cloth or igeres, or that paper, it healed that same exact amulet. With this, in the same paper, healed Shalosh Pamim. Sha'yedezen nasa igeres zu mumcha. In that case, the actual igeres, the actual amulet itself, not the formula of the amulet, but the actual particular amulet, that itself would become authenticated, and it can be used now for other people. Shekol Adam, Michol Izeh, anyone who has this illness, okay, Sheyisa Igeres Azeh, anyone who's going to carry this Igeres, it's already considered authenticated, and he's going to be Wab Yisrape, he's going to be healed. The Dafka Osa Igeres Biatzma, okay, and it's Dafka, the exact Igeres itself, but we're talking about the Igeres having what? having a fabrication, it has to be the exact paper. It has to be the exact one. It can't be written up again the same formula. If the exact formula of the Rachash was written, the Geras Acheres, in a different paper or cloth, lo mahani. The lo is chazek ha-Rachash hazeh, ki im bi geras hazeh. Because this particular formula of the amulet is only for this particular, Igeras, this paper, this amulet itself. Vafilu im yichtav osod gavra. And even if what? And even if the same person himself, the atmo, shekasav Igeras harisho, even if the same person himself writes it up, Gamke lo mahani, it will not work. Dalo what lo ismache gavra v'shalosh igros. In other words, let's say after three times this particular amulet worked. This one with the paper, and then it worked three times, and then the guy who wrote it wrote another one, the exact same formula, and now wrote the paper. That won't work because it's only ismache what, only the kaneya, only the amulet is authenticated, not the person. And the same thing the other way around. Okay. And once again, for those who came late, there are people as man as that walk around with these things, they have these things, and what I would tell you, okay, is that there's two different things. One is an Erev, you're right, so you don't have to worry if it's an Erev and it's not authentic, because as the Erev, you have the Erev. But in terms of whether or not you should be wearing these things, okay, speak to your Rebbe, Rebbeim, Peskim, if the actual individual in question has been authenticated, okay? I wouldn't necessarily even rely on your friend who told you, oh, I know this particular thing, you're going to wear it, works. But the truth is, there are people that have these types of things, the Masorah, from wherever it is, from grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever. So, again, speak to your local Rav about it. It's interesting, there's a Meiri's Mahalach who says the thing works, but it's psychological. That's you could go, but Ruba the Ruba Rishonim, when there's a real approach here going on, then obviously we're not privy to. Let's go right there. Lachash. Now let's go back. Now we're going to see what we just spelled out. We're going to see it actually in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. He says, Lo Shema Ismachi Gavra, Velo Kameya. You can go out with it if there's no difference if the person was the person who wrote it was authenticated, is an expert, but the actual amulet itself is not authenticated. Keep going. What's the example? Shekasav lachash echon, he wrote one lachash, one nusach, b'shalosh igros, he wrote one nusach, one formula, in three different papers, three different amulets. V'ripu shloshdam, and each one of them, each of the igros, when the rapa healed, shloshah b'adam, three people. Shesmache gavra le'oso lachash. So then the person becomes an expert for that particular formula. Every time he writes that formula for that illness, okay, that will be considered an authentic amulet because the person who wrote it is considered an expert in writing up that particular amulet. But he's not an expert for other formulas. Okay? V'gan eina kameya, and so too the amulet itself is not a mubcha in yichtiv eno acher. If someone else writes up the same formula and not him, obviously, it has to do with the person who's writing it. If we're talking about the person being an expert, just because someone goes out and forges it, it's not going to work. It has to be, as you said, the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Lachash Echad. The guy wrote one lachash, one nusach, one formula on three igros. Aval Kasav, what he says. Aval Kasav Shlosha Lechashim. But if you go three different formulas, three different nuschos, and it worked, Lo Asmachi Gavra Klal Yedezeh. It's not going to work, okay, and the guy's not going to become an expert. Even though he healed three people with three different formulas, it's not going to work. It has to be three people with the same formula. So he called lachash lo horiyo, because each of the formulas didn't work ki imla de mechad. It only worked for one person. Okay? And therefore, it's not going to be good. And then he said, let's continue on. Sifka and Sadi Aleph. Every time this guy who became an expert writes it up, okay, it's going to be an authenticated amulet if he writes it up with the same lachash every time he writes it. Look what he says, Mishnah Berurah, b'chol pam sheyich tevenu, afilu al amacher. Even if he writes it for another person, if he writes the exact same formula a fourth time, a fifth time, if it's the same guy who did it, it's going to work. Berurah din deyachol kol adam me'osa choli, and therefore the same thing applied, that anyone with the same illness can be likas b'yatzmo, could take this amulet, b'lisao son ha'igros ha'rishonos, he could take any of the earlier igros, shekar kosa mumcha gavizeh. In other words, even though there is what? There is no authentication of the amulet, okay, but doesn't make a difference, because someone can go ahead and take one of those first three. Why? Because the Gavra who wrote them He became a mumcha, and therefore anyone could take one of those earlier amulets and use it for himself, even though the particular amulet itself didn't become authenticated because the way it wrote it was authenticated. So that would be okay. Sadi Beis, okay, we're now going to go into the next case. Go back to Shulchan Aruch. Lo shna ismache kameya velo gavra. Nor does it make a difference. You can also go out and wear these things. Again, let's make sure we remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about going out and carrying, even though there's no Erev, with this amulet. And since it heals you, so it's like anyone wears something that heals, that's healing them, like we saw over Shabbos, a band-aid that's medicated, it's considered like a tachshit. So to here, this is like a band-aid that's medicated. And you can wear it because it heals. Okay? Lo shna ismache kameya velo gavra. So then, nor do we care if the actual amulet became authenticated and not the person who wrote it. Okay, what's the case? Shekasav lachash echad. The guy wrote one formula, the igeres achad. In one igeres. So there's only one amulet going around. The repaid bow and that same igeres, that same actual chefza of the amulet, that same entity, was merata, healed three times. Sha'osa igeres, that little paper, that cloth, is a mumcha lechol adam. The cloth itself is a mumcha. The cloth itself is authenticated for anyone who wants to use it. So if this particular amulet healed this person with his heart ailment three times, or any person three times, three different people three times, if it's the same amulet, it could be used for now on, and it could be used, hopefully, because they can hopefully work, but for sure, you'd be able to carry it, okay, on a chain outside of the rabbin. And then he says, because you came, yismache gavra v'kameya, and obviously, kal v'chomer, you can wear something that what? That is authenticated both based on the kameya itself, and it's authenticated based on the gavra, the person himself who wrote it. He goes, because of lachash echad, where a person wrote one formula, v'shlosh igros, in three different, what? In three different letters, the kol achas, and each one of them, ha'ilo v'shlosh anashim, and each one of them worked for three people, or each one of them worked la'adam echad shlosh pamim, or worked for the same person who got the same illness three times. So then since each one that he wrote got authenticated three times, so the actual kameya became authentic, as well as the gavra who wrote them. So, and that's what he says, ismachi gavra lachashzeh, the gavra himself becomes authenticated and expert, b'chol igeres, any igeres, sheyichtevei, that he writes up, v'ismachu igros halalu l'chol adam. And these particular igros that healed three times, these amulets that healed three times will also be good for anyone to wear in the future. Let's look quickly now in the Mishnah Brura. Sadi Beis, the repay bo shlosh pamim, even if it heals the same person three times, if it's the same amulet, it will now authenticate the amulet and you can carry with the amulet. Sadi Gemel, lechol adam perish, shekol adam sheyesh lo osa hacholi. What does this mean? Okay, that it's gonna work now, this particular kameya, amulet, will work now for anyone who has that particular illness. He can take it himself, and carry this igeres, as long as he's carrying it on a chain, like jewelry. Even though it only healed one person. It became, okay, authenticated through a chazakah three times. However, if the same formula is written in a different igeres, asura. Why? Because the person who wrote it wasn't necessarily authenticated. Even if the particular igeres healed three people, if it gets written again, even by the same person, in a different igeres, it's not going to work. It's not going to be, you're not going to be able to carry it. Now, by the way, again, remember, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, it's only if you wear it. If you carry it in your hand, it's not going to be considered a malbush, and therefore if you're carrying, a bottle of aspirin in your hand, yeah, it's not going to help you. You're not carrying it, if it's the same exact igeres, it's used three times, and only that particular igeres, only that particular cloth, but if someone else writes the same formula, you won't be able to carry it. The gavra who writes it, even if it was healed three times, it will not be considered authenticated for another igeres. So now he talks about we're both. The person and the kameya were authenticated. Because if each one only worked for one person, then lo avi ela, it's only going to be what? It's machi gavra, below the kameya. That's only the person being authenticated, not the kameya. We could elaborate as if. About kamen shahila, since each holy guest worked, pam achat, l'shosh anashim, one time, each one worked once for three different people, then not only is the person become what? Become authenticated, so to the igeres nismacha, one more, sali hey, ola, the mechat shalosh pamim. Okay, it could be the same person three times, because as long as he has the same illness three times, there's no difference between one person three times and three different people with the same illness. Gam bezeh, had the tzia shalosh pamim, why do you need three times? Kedishay gam, nismacha, kemeya. So not only will the person be authenticated, but also the actual amulet, outcome, we finished it, as I told you, a very interesting day to come for one day, you can't just. Today's share of Mr. Guglielmi. is Siman Shin Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Chav Hei, and we'll go through Chav Vav. We're up to the Ramah, so that we had just finished explaining how you could have a scenario where both the Gavra becomes authenticated, meaning he gets the expert status to make a Kameya, and the actual Kameya gets authenticated, the actual amulet gets authenticated. And you can have a scenario where both happen. So comes the Ramah, and he's going to qualify this. Now, in order to understand this well, we're going to have the following terms. This will be consistent. That which you write in the amulet, we're going to call the formula. Okay? The actual amulet, the Kameya, okay, is the amulet. And also, when they use the term Igeres, which literally means the letter that they write, like the cloth, we'll also refer to that as the amulet. So we're going to be referring to what you write in the amulet as the formula, and the Igeres and the Kameya will both be termed the amulet. So you know what we're talking about. Again, whenever we have the word Igeres or Kameya, that's the amulet. What you write in it is the formula. And the Gavra is the Rofe. He's the one who actually is the healer with this, who writes up these amulets. Okay, so now let's see. The Dafka Shabo Shtei Hamchos B'Yachad. So he says, when do we say that you could have a scenario where both the Gavra becomes authenticated and the amulet becomes authenticated? That's if they become authenticated, right, they become mumchim, both the Gavra and the Kameya at the same time. About in Ismache Gavra, if the Gavra gets the status of expert, authenticated, Tchila, the Achar Kach Asa Kameya, and afterwards he makes a Kameya. So first the Gavra gets the status of being an expert amulet maker, okay, and then he makes a Kameya, and that Kameya replaced Shalosh Pamim. And then the Kameya went ahead and healed three times. So in other words, if the Gavra gets the status of being an expert Rofe through amulets, before the actual amulet gets the status through having healed, the actual amulet having healed three times, then the amulet will not, lo tolinim bamchas ha-Kameya, we won't be told that, we won't regard this healing based on the what? Based on the fact that you have an authenticated amulet, Kameya, rak bamchas ha-Gavra. All we associate the authentication with is the Gavra, and not the Kameya. Shekvar is chazek, because once the Gavra gets the chazaka of being an expert, so now that he goes in and writes another Kameya, that Kameya has the okay based on the fact that he's a what? That he's an authenticated Gavra. And therefore, that particular Kameya will not have any, okay, long-term status as being an authenticated Kameya. So you'll ask, what's the nafkamina? If the guy became an expert and he wrote it, so then who cares if the actual Kameya was authenticated, right? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us a nafkamina soon enough. So let's see. So what's the case of Shtei Amchos B'Yachad? What's the case where both the Gavra will become authenticated and the actual amulet, Kameya, will become authenticated simultaneous? Kigon, Shekasav Igeres, the case is where he wrote this amulet, V'ripe L'Ruvein Shlosh Parim. So we have one Rofe who wrote an amulet, and that amulet went ahead and healed Ruvein three times, right? For the same illness three times. Okay? V'yod Igeres, and he wrote another one. L'Shimon Shalosh Panim. Okay? V'yod Igeres, V'ripe L'Shimon Od Shtei Panim. So what ended up happening is, he went ahead, and the Rofe healed Ruvein three times, then he healed, with a different amulet, Shimon, three times. Okay? You got this? And then he went ahead, and he healed Shimon again, two times. But Abdayin Lo Ismache Gavra. But the Gavra has not been what? The Gavra has not been authenticated. Why? Because he only took two guys, not three guys. And if you remember, to be an authenticated Rofe, you have to heal three people with the same, not the same amulet, but the same formula. Okay? With the same formula. L'fisha lo ripe, shalosh anashim, as Junior just said. The Gam, and also lo ismache Kameya, and also the Kameya was also not, why wasn't the Kameya authenticated? Because it wasn't the same amulet. Okay? It wasn't the same amulet working three times. It was what? It was the same formula, but not the same what? The Yachar Kach, he says, Ripe ba'oso igeres hashlishis gam lewat, gam lewat, gam lelevi. So there, when you do that, then guess what? Then you have the Kameya. Listen carefully. When he goes ahead and he right when he goes ahead, he's merapeh that igeres, or with that igeres, Levi. So now look what he did. He healed three people, okay, and he himself healed three different people, and that last amulet was used for Shimon twice, and now for Levi. So simultaneously, the Gavra, the one who made the amulets, the Rofe, and the amulet, okay, also got authenticated simultaneously. And therefore, each one gets authenticated, both the Gavra and this particular amulet. Okay? We'll see what the Nafkamina will be in a second. So he says, Lo Solidon, but if they don't come lot, if they don't come simultaneous, then they're not going to be toileted on both, only if they're on the authentication of the Gavra, but not on the amulets. Look what he says. But Nafkamina, watch this, Nafkamina. Nafkamina, Shem Hifsid Arofe Amchaso. What happens if the Rofe loses his what? Loses his license. He loses his status of being an expert amulet maker. Kigon, Shekasam Ochlosh Igros, Vilahailu. What happens if he writes up with the same formula three new amulets? Okay? And they don't work. So, Az Gama Kamea Shanasa Mikvar, so this is the Nafkamina. Then the earlier ones, the first three that he wrote, listen carefully. Shanasa Mikvar, Sharipa Shlosha Anashim Asura. The initial one that he did, okay, that healed three people, that healed three people, okay, but it was the same amulet, is not going to be mutter to walk around with, which is a rabbim. Why? Because since the only thing that got authenticated was who? The person, and not the amulet. You got it? So then, even though that same amulet went ahead and healed three people, the same amulet, since it didn't get authenticated because the gavra got authenticated first, then once the gavra is no longer authenticated, right, he's no longer deemed an expert, then everything that amulet did before, okay, is going to mean nothing because it never got authenticated, the amulet, only the gavra. And the gavra's authentication got removed. The adayin lo nismacha, okay, because the amulet didn't get authenticated. Masha'en ken kishabor shneim biyachad, if together both the gavra gets the status of expert and the amulet gets authenticated, or shabar amchaz ha-kameya tchila, or the amchaz of the kameya came first, then, as afal pisha hipsid ha-rofe amchazo, even if the rofe loses his status of being an expert, ha-chams ha-mchaz ha-kameya b'mkayma omedes, the amcha, the authentication of the kameya, will stand in place, and therefore, okay, that would be the nafkamina. So there could be a nafkamina, okay, even if a certain person was authenticated as an expert, and he happened to write up an amulet that healed three times, is an afkamina way whether you say that amulet was authenticated based on the gavra, the rofe who did it, or because the amulet itself was authenticated with neyatzmo. Now afkamina, if the gavra loses his license, not practice suit, okay, three times he butchers it, okay, he loses it, and that's it, okay? Shlosha, okay, now let's move right there in the Shulchan Aruch. Avalim kasav shlosha, stay with me, you lost me? Avalim kasav shlosha kemeim, la'odam echad. Now he points out and he says as follows, what we know already. If a person wrote up three different kameim, la'odam echad, for one person, viripu shlosh pamim, and he got healed three times, lo ismache, lo gavra, v'lo kameya. In other words, if a person himself writes up with the same formula, three different amulets, right? Three different igeras, three different letters, three different amulets, and he has the same person three times, it's not going to work. We're not going to have lo ismachi lo gavra. The gavra doesn't become authenticated because he has to, as Junior said before, he has to heal three different people with that same formula, okay? And for the amulet to become authenticated, the same amulet itself has to heal three times. So therefore, he's not going to have either. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Shlosh kameya malam echad. Hainu shlosh igaros. Right? Three different amulets. Av shehem lachash echad. Even though it's one formula. Okay? Tzadi tes. So, lo gavra. The gavra is not going to get the expert status. He's not going to be authenticated. Dahainu. She'en yachal lichtov igaros acheres. Meaning he won't be able to write up another letter, another amulet, after lachash, even with the same formula, and therefore won't get the status of being an amulet mumcha that you could then walk around with without an eruv. The kevan shelo ripay ba shlosh igros. Since what? Since he didn't heal with what? With three igros, or he only healed with three igros. Rak lo adam echad. He only healed one person, even if it's that one person getting the illness three times. Amrinan mazole dechol agarem. We say that it must be totally on the mazel of the chola and we can't attribute it to the Rofe. It's only if the Rofe uses that formula three times on three people. That's when he becomes, gets the status of being an expert amulet maker. The Kasav HaMagen Avram. Ta'af HaChola Ba'atzmo, Asur Latzeis Ba'igro, look what he says. Even the Chola himself, who got healed with these what? Who got healed with these three amulets. Okay? Asur, with the same formula. Asur Latzeis Ba'igro She'ripuk B'kvar. He can't walk out with the ones that he already got healed with. Because it has the status of a Kamei Yashin HaMumcha. How about the other Achronim HaMafakvik? They say, listen, it works for him. You know, some people say, listen, you know, this works for him, and this works for him, and this works for him. It's all good, right? This guy gets acupuncture, this guy gets, you know, chiropractor. We're not bashing acupuncture. We just, for him, chiropractor is good. There's no two. The other Achronim say, yeah, he might not be an expert for everybody, but the bottom line is, for this guy, it worked. And if he wears it, it's going to be okay. So that's my focus here, or at least the other Achronim that actually clothed it, it might be okay, the person himself who was healed, even if it didn't get the status of a what? Of a Kameya Mumcha. Let's move right there. Kuf, below Kameya Mumcha. It's not a Kameya Mumcha either. The Kameya Lo Ismache, the only time a Kameya gets authenticated, Rakeshi Geras Achas, it's only if the amulet itself, Ripa Shalosh Parmin, only if the amulet itself healed three times. Let's move right there. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Umotu Latzeis Bekamei Mumcha. Now we're going back. So it's permissible to go out in Rishus HaRabim with an amulet that's been authenticated. The reason we said, what's the reason? The reason we said is because since it heals him, it is the equivalent of an ornament. It is the equivalent of jewelry. It's not jewelry, but we treat it halachically like jewelry. Because since it's something that heals him, he's allowed to wear it, okay? As long as he wears it on his body, okay? He's not holding it in his hand. Loshna hu shel ksav, no, we're afraid because he won't take it off because he needed to heal him, okay? Loshna hu shel ksav, o shel ikarim. He says, there's no difference if it's what? If it's a kameya with a written formula, oh shall he cut him? Or it's a kameya that is made out of herbs. Okay, there's different types of, you know, formulas. There's a written formula, and then there's like a potion that you make with different herbs. Okay? These are different types of amulets. Okay, that you can hang on. That the person can hang on him to heal him. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura. So shall ksav, there is the amulet of the written word. Look what he says. When we kiss the Yakodesh, if someone has this, right? Ben Olivian. Okay? You have any Kameyas in the family? You know what Kameyas is? Anyway, so if you have this Kameya with what? Rahman, do you have any Kameyas in the family? A Kameya. Okay, anyway. An amulet. Amulet. The Imru Mekisve HaKodesh. You got one. Anyway, the Imru Mekisve HaKodesh, if they have it in the Kisve HaKodesh, also, let's say it's written up with like Sheamus, the Kisve HaKodesh. Then also, let's say it's called the Rishus HaRabim. It's also to go out with the Rishus HaRabim. Ela im kein mechupa b'or. Unless it's covered with what? With either leather, or gaber achel, like a little plastic like this. Okay? Dilma yitztarach lipanos, because man, maybe he'll have to, on his way, go to the bathroom and take it off. We're afraid if he takes it off, he'll come to walk with it. And therefore, he has to have it wrapped so he can go into the bathroom with it. Okay? And if he's a sakana, he takes it off. Therefore, he doesn't have to take it off. So even though obviously it'd be preferable to cover it, the chol gavning mutter lafseis. It would then be a bad thing to do because you don't want to go to the bathroom with it. But since you're allowed to go to the bathroom with it because you're chol shiyesh bo sakana, you'd be allowed to go ahead and go out with it. It's just a rabbi was not afraid. You're going to take it off before you go in the bathroom because you got to go in the bathroom with it. Okay, shali karin, namely shal shereshi simanin, like the roots of herbs and things like that. Chavav in the shulchan aruch. Oh, we're not up to chavav yet. Back to the shulchan aruch. Okay. And not only are we talking about where what? Where the guy already contracted the what? The disease and he's being tola and hanging it for refuah. Even if he did not yet contract the disease. He's from a family that has this illness. Okay? I guess, like, you know, they have diabetes in the family. And he's hanging it on him in order to not contract the disease. Shari. It's permissible for him to walk around with this because it's a refuah for him as a preventative medicine, like taking antibiotics before you get pneumonia. Okay? The koshro umatiro b'shut haram, and you're allowed to even take it off and put it back on. You're allowed to untie this string that's holding it and put it back on over your neck, even if it's a ram, because we're not afraid that you're going to walk with it, because as I told Rebbeinu Sieg's, we're not afraid you're going to walk with that because you need to have it on you. As long as you don't tie on yourself with it with some type of jewelry, the yaitse bolish is a rabbin and go out into the rabbin as jewelry. People will say you're going out with it as a tachshit. And that's usher, the lab tachshit. It's not a tachshit. In other words, it's not a real ornament. Right? It's not jewelry. You know, the reason why you have a head is not because of jewelry. It's not really jewelry. It's not something that's beautiful. It works as if it's what? It works as if it's jewelry because it heals you. But if you wear it as jewelry, people are going to think you're going to wear it as jewelry, but it's not really jewelry. So it only works because it heals you. And then we don't want you to wear it as jewelry because someone will come and wear it and think it's okay, even if it doesn't heal. Okay? Chavav. Neman leimar rofe al atzmo shu mumcha. A rofe, meaning an amulet maker, is neman to say that I make good, okay, amulets, that I am a mumcha. I was authenticated 3 times. Okay? He's neman to do that. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Chavav leimar. Also, a person is never to say al kameya. A person can say that a certain kameya is authenticated. We're not closing to people who don't have any mash you. But I think we're available since mash was not true. Today, a lot of people that are fake arise, and you can't believe anyone who tells you he makes up a kameya. Oh, wait, Benji. Tomorrow night, can you do it because it's a fast? Tomorrow night, Benji's going to do it tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow night. Okay. You remember, right? Tomorrow night. He's intended to catch up today's too, because he went under.